brought from Scotland to Jammu and Kashmir a century ago, droughts in the state have survived war, and if the state government has its way, the descendants will eventually end up on the best dining tables of Paris. They were brought from Scotland a century ago. They have survived war. And if Shaukat Ali has his way, the descendants will eventually end up on the best dining tables of Paris. Trout is the business of the future as far as he and others who run Kashmir trout farms are concerned. A senior officer of the state-backed fish farming and marketing project, he admits that things are not that smooth. At the Dachigam National Park, some 24 kilometers outside Srinagar, Ali and his team proudly show off their trout farm.
It is the best in the whole world because it is coming from the fresh waters, glacier waters or spring waters. These are free from all types of contaminations or pollutions.
But there is also a big local market. Kashmiris queuing for their trouts at the Saturday sale say they love their fish.
Providing a lot of protein plus vitamins. Of course, this is one of the reasons, and the second is that it's tasty. Taste matters much for Kashmiri.
The subsidized rates at which the government sells the trout to local Kashmiris is also very popular.
Pack 1 kg each in a packet, then the 1 kg costs 120 rupees.
It's quite cheap.
Yeah, it's quite cheap because it's a subsidized rate for the public
here, general public. Dachigam is only one of the 22 trout farms run by the State Fish Farming Project, which employs some 300 people. It was the British who first brought trout to Kashmir, then an independent princely state, but a favorite holiday haunt of India's former imperial rulers. Poonam Dagar, ANI.